අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Hello children, welcome you to Rohunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. English for Grade 11 Students. I am Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryaveva. Today, I came with another interesting lesson. From today's lesson, we are focusing on grammar for the purpose of accurate and effective communication. Under this competency, we are going to learn how to use modal verbs in a sentence correctly. How to use modal verbs in a sentence correctly. Today we are going to learn only two modal verbs along with their negatives. They are should and must. So, at the end of the lesson, you will be able to use the modals should and must appropriately. Dear children, what are the two modal verbs? Come on, should and must. Very good. So today, I am going to discuss about these two modals. You may think that those two words have the same meaning. But it is not. So, my dear children, before I teach you the difference of these words, let's do a small activity. Please take your activity sheet. Read the activity one. Fill in the blanks using given modal verbs. Should, shouldn't, must and mustn't. What are the four words you are going to use? Should, shouldn't, must and mustn't. First one. Can you read with me? You blank obey traffic rules. What is the correct answer? You must obey the traffic rules. That's right. Very good. You must obey the traffic rules. The second sentence. We blank respect our elders. We blank respect our elders. What is the answer? That's right. The answer is should. Okay, children. Let's move on to the next sentence. You blank watch TV all the time. What did you write, my dear children? If your answer is shouldn't, you are correct. Okay? The last sentence. Visitors blank touch the pictures in the art room. So the answer is yes, children, mustn't. Visitors mustn't touch the pictures in the art museum. Well, my dear children, now please look at the four sentences again in your activity sheet. You will see that there is a difference between the words must and should. Okay, children, let's come to our lesson now. First, let's see the modal verb should. Should is used to give advice or to suggest what is right or wrong to do. Now let's see some examples. We should respect our elders. That is a correct thing to do. Or it may be a good habit. But no one is going to punish if you don't do it. So there is no force in the modal should. There is no force in the modal should. Let's see another example. You should eat healthy food. You should eat healthy food. It is an advice. You shouldn't eat sugary food. You shouldn't eat sugary food. That is also an advice given by someone. I think now it's clear to you. Now, let's see the usage of must and mustn't. Must is an obligation. It is stronger than should. We use must when we think that it is necessary to do something or sometimes we are obliged by the law to do so. Let's see some examples. We must wear seat belts when we drive, otherwise we will be punished. We must wear seat belts when we drive, otherwise we will be punished. Let's see another example. You must stop when the signal is red. You must stop when the signal is red. Here, the modal must is very powerful. The modal must is very powerful. So let's look at the difference once again. Should we use for the right thing to do? Should we use for the right thing to do? And must we use for a necessity? We use the modal verb must for a necessity. We use modal to write instructions as well. Now I am sure you have a clear idea about these two modals. Now let's answer the task 2 in your activity sheet. Right, children? Write the correct answer in the following blanks. Use should or shouldn't to fill the blanks. Use should or shouldn't to fill the blanks. Let's read number 1. Everybody, we blank protect our environment. This is the right thing to do. So the answer is, come on children, should. We should protect our environment. Number 2, students blank wear their uniforms properly to school. This is also right thing to do. So the answer is should. Okay, children. Number 3, children, blank, play video games all the time. This is not a correct thing to do. Children, this is not a correct thing to do as children. So the answer is should not. So the answer is should not. Question number 4. Is your blank visit the planetarium when you have a free time? It is very interesting. Shall we read the question again? You blank visit the planetarium when you have a free time. It is very interesting. Children, this is a suggestion or a right thing to do. So the answer is, come on children, yes, should. Let's move on to number 5. Travelers blank throw garbage everywhere they travel. This is definitely not a correct thing to do. So the answer is should not, shouldn't. So I think that you understood this well. Let's move on to task 3. Read the instructions, please. Complete the following sentences with must or mustn't. What are the two words you are going to put? Must or mustn't. Okay, my dear children. Look at the question number 1. You blank wear the seat belts when you drive. So I have mentioned earlier, this is a necessity. So the answer is, children, must. You must wear the seat belts when you drive. The second question is, you blank destroy the trees in forest reserves. Here, this is not something that we don't have to do. It is a warning. So the answer is mustn't. Mustn't. Is it clear to you, children? Okay. Question number 3. They blank leave the meeting until it ends. They blank leave the meeting until it ends. Yes, children. Can we leave the meeting early? No. Here, we can't leave the meeting as our wish. So the answer is mustn't. Question number 4. She blank arrive at the airport before 7 a.m. My dear children, arriving at the airport on time is necessary. So the answer is must. Let's read the next one. They blank decide anything now. They can decide it later. Shall we read the question once again? They decide anything now. They can decide it later. Here, it is mentioned in the second sentence that they can decide it later. So the answer should be negative. So the answer should be negative. Children, therefore the answer is mustn't. Okay? Now, we have come to the last activity in your worksheet. Dear children, in this activity, we are going to do some mixed exercises to check whether you have learned the lesson today. Are you ready, children? Then let's read the instructions first, because the instructions must be clear to you. Complete the sentences. Use should, shouldn't, must, mustn't plus verb infinitive. Is it clear to you? Children, shall we read the instructions once again? Complete the sentences. What are the words you are going to use? Should, shouldn't, must, mustn't, and also you are going to add. The verbs are given. What are they, children? Can you read them? Buy, listen, use, exit, and attain. Okay, children, shall we repeat the verbs? Buy, listen, use, exit, and attain. Right, children, the first sentence is, children blank mobile phones too much. You have to choose the correct verb here. What is the correct verb, children? Yes, very good. It is use. So, what is the model you are going to use here? Okay, it should be in the negative form. The answer is should not. Now, shall we read the correct sentence again? Children should not use mobile phones too much. Children should not use mobile phones too much. Now, let's move on to the second sentence. You blank the meeting, otherwise you would be punished. Please find the correct verb. Yes, it is attend. And what is the modal verb? Should or must? Yes, children, it is must. You must attend the meeting, otherwise you would be punished. You must attend the meeting, otherwise you would be punished. Shall we move on to the next challenge? Are you ready, children? Okay. Young people blank to elders because they have more experiences. Well, what is the verb here? Very good. It is listen. So, what will be the modal verb here? Is this a necessary or right thing to do? Very good. It is the right thing to do. So, the answer is young people should listen to elders because they have more experiences. Our next sentence is, drivers blank the speed limit. Please choose the correct verb and the correct modal verb. Very good, children. Must not and exit. Then shall we read the answer? Drivers must not exceed the speed limit of children. Drivers must not exceed the speed limit. Okay, children? I hope your answer is correct. Next one. Do you think we blank this house? Okay. There you got a suggestion. So what is the answer? Well, do you think that we should buy this house? Do you think that we should buy this house? Children? Yes, I am sure. You have done well. Now, we have come to the end of our lesson today. I am going to revise what we discussed. Children, today we focused on two modal verbs. Can you remember? Should and must, along with their negatives. We did four activities with you. There are some similar activities in grade 11 English pupils book. Page number 8. What is the page? Page number 8. And workbook, grade 11 workbook, page 4 and 15. So do these activities as homework. And also, when you write passages, instructions and essays, use these modal verbs. Thank you all for participating attentively in the educational program of Rohunu Guru Gedara. Hope you all enjoyed the lesson. I'm Tilak Ratnayaka, English teacher, Viharagala Mahavidyalaya, Suryaveva. I'll meet you once again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng ape iskoole.
Gamin nagare dooputunta denumaran gedarata ena.
Punji ape radio iskoole.
Ruhunu guru gedara.